God ain't sitting way up in the sky somewhere on his throne. Just like you remember the parable?
Yeah.
You remember the parable that he gave, Messiah gave? He said about Dives and Lazarus. Mm-hmm. Dives was a poor beggar. Lazarus was a poor beggar. Dives was an extremely rich man. I tell you, what's the name? And it came to pass, so he said. And it's going to come to pass in our case, too. And it came to pass that Lazarus died, and the rich man also died. You understand? And the rich man, he lifted up his eyes in heaven and saw even Lazarus afar off in Abraham's bosom. And he wanted Lazarus, you understand, to come and dip his finger in water. His parts himself. Is that right? That's a parable, right? You see? And he was told, now Lazarus can't come to you. Neither can you go to him.
Yeah.
Why? Because there's a great gulf between them. You understand? You understand? See? Now, in other words, there's a difference. There's a great big difference
right.
between the dispensation of the law and the dispensation of grace.
Right.
There's a great big chasm that's got to be doing that. You understand? Abraham believed God. See? Law fulfilled, moved out of the way. Abraham first. You understand? You see? And the chasm or the gulf between, that's the difference between the Old Covenant or the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And everybody was engulfed in the flames under the Old Testament. You understand? All had sinned and come short of the glory of God. Messiah died and went to hell and preached deliverance to the captives in distress.
Right.
And it is by their blood, by his blood. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That they were redeemed and restored unto the Lord.
Right.
And nobody else's either.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right.
So then, now, you get now, that's the story. Said that, now Lazarus, he can't come to you because of this girl. To dip his finger in water and cool the parching tongue. This is a parable.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You can't go to him. Well, said, now, if he can't come to me, you see, that I've got five brothers. Back there.
Mm-hmm.
Little.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind sending Lazarus to them?
Mm-hmm.
And tell them, you understand, not to come to this place where he was. Send Lazarus to tell my five brothers and living in the world. Come and tell, understand, and tell them not to come to this place.
Mm-hmm.
Get the point?
That's right.
Anyone said?
Mm-hmm.
This is a parable. He said, now, your five brothers, all five of them, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That now, they either hear Moses as the prophets,
mm-hmm.
or in other words, you either hear Moses as the prophets or go to hell.
Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where you are. Ain't nothing but it's done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You said something, you hear them all the prophets they already have.
Right.
You see, now you hear them, or else the hell they know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now you need to hear what God said down here, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm talking about? No, if you don't, you're going to lift up your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because what Moses had to say, he just wrote down what God
said.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What the prophets put down what God said.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of God. You understand? Now you need to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Or else you're lost.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, that's the old and the new covenant. I just want to say that so you can see what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, That leaves me and you out. See, the Lord is making this new covenant. The Messiah said he was going to build a church. You understand? The reason why he had to say house of Israel and the house of Judah was because those kings, after this, the reign of Solomon,
yeah.
Those kingdoms, why it was all under the 12, all 12 of the tribes was under David, kingship of David, Saul, David, and Solomon. You understand?
Right.
But after the decease of Solomon, then the kingdoms were split up 10 tribes, Samaria, and the other two tribes at Judea.
Yeah.
Which is Jerusalem's capital.
Right. That's right.
So then he's going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. All right, read on that.
Not according to the covenant.
Now look here. See, you at least ought to have wisdom enough and intelligence enough to see that I didn't say that. Said, not according to the covenant. I'm going to make a new testament or a new covenant.
Right.
Not according to the covenant that I made with them in the days when I took them by the hand and then brought them out of the land of Egypt. Is that what he said?
Yes, yeah, right.
Now, do you see that?
Right.
Now, you're supposed to be reading. I don't mean out of the book. I mean reading what I'm trying to say and what's going on out here. Looking at the signs and the inscriptions. As you walk through the valley and the shadow of death.
Right.
And as Sister Winfrey said when she was up here, that she had learned that there was a negative and a positive, a right and a wrong,
right.
A good and a bad, a God and a devil. You understand? You understand? Now, where are you? Which side are you on? You'll be able to see now in 2 minutes.
That's right.
You understand? If you just hold what you got there on the line. All right, say it to the Lord. That's the little day. That's wonderful. After the death, burial, and resurrection. See, no covenant, no testament, no will, even in your case. You understand? If your father was a millionaire, see, well, you don't have to be worth quite that much. But whatever he has, you see, you could not get it until he died, could you?
That's right.
In other words, the new covenant of the New Testament will not come into effect until after the death of the testator, not before.
Right.
Right.
You see where that's coming down? You see that now?
Right.
After those days. Read.
Which my covenant they break.
Now, which my covenant they break.
Although I was a husband.
Now, look here. Look, folks. Look up here, please. Don't you let the devil make no idiot, no fool out of you. Now, that's what they're teaching you to do out here. You understand? Now, Israel did that back here, Bishop.
That's right.
That's right.
Israel had these covenants. These are the bad days.
Right.
And I have you know that Messiah did not institute it. It was instituted before he came into work.
Right.
Now, this circumcision, that was 8 days after birth. Now, do you understand? That's the 14th.
Right.
Now, Jehovah's Witness, I keep bringing these things up to you
right.
So you can see. They
right.
Say, well, we do it according to the Bible, the 14th of April. Once a year. Now, we know they're right.
That's right.
You see what I mean? Yeah. We're not going to do it like the Roman Catholic. We're not going to do it like the Protestant. We're right. They're always around sticking something in the show notes.
You understand?
Right.
I'm having you to know now. Not according to the covenant that I made with them back there in the
night. Right.
You read it out there.
That's right.
All right, read on.
But this
But my covenant stays
right.
Listen, when they were eating what you were talking about, that's what they're doing. When they were doing from the law, they're stupid, doing that. When they were looking at it,
broken.
All right.
No, I didn't say that. I said God said so. Read it again, Dr. Hatch.
Which my covenant they broke.
All right.
Said he wasn't going to make nothing like that. Do you see it now?
Yeah.
What that clown is standing up there telling you to do? That was already back down under the dispensation of the law. And when it was a force in effect, they broke it.
Right.
That's what God said. You guys. Now that was the Old Testament. That was the Old Covenant. That was with the house of Israel. Listen at me now. House of Israel exclusively, not the Gentiles.
Right.
Right.
Let me see if I can say this to you, Wallace. None of them people didn't have the Holy Ghost to do it.
Right.
You understand me?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, they were carnal, they were natural, they were physical. Therefore, God gave them carnal ornaments, physical ornaments.
Right.
And every ornament he gave was physical, was natural. Water baskets, foot washes, lungs, or something. Everything was just as natural as it could be.
And they broke. So saying God.
You see what I mean? You understand?
Yeah.
And look. Paul, Messiah didn't come to institute no parts of none of that.
Right.
He didn't come to institute no baptism. He didn't come to institute no suffering.
Amen.
Not just a lie, he told him. Well, if he didn't come for that, then what did he come for? Matthew 5:13.
Think not that I am
coming. Now, you see that now? Don't think that. Don't you think that I've come to destroy the law of the prophets?
I have not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
I have come to fulfill. No, God, that can't be right. He don't know what he's talking about. He's come to institute. Can't you read? And look, Roger, for your information, it wasn't given to you in the first place.
Right.
Now, what are you doing with it in the last place?
You know what I mean? It was given to Israel and Israel broke.
Now, God said, he wasn't going to make that trouble like that anymore. He called it broke. Is that right? And it's still the only meat and drink and diet and watch the entire order. You understand? See that devil? See that devil? Now here you go. No, I don't never forget nothing. You see what I mean? On what I'm talking about. No, sir, I'm just as dead on my subject as I can be.
Right.
All right, Bishop.
That's right.
You got a little piece of paper?
Do we need it? You understand? Now, you can tell whether I need a piece of paper or a recommendation from what I'm saying to you.
That's right.
See? From what I'm saying to you that they're doing out there, and I'm kicking against it, I need a piece of paper along with this to all these times to throw together. And then after I got a man, I go to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
You want a man?
Yes, Father?
Now look, Roger. But if God said, now this is going to be it. Now God said that. I said, if God said, you understand? It don't ought not to make much difference about what the devil says.
All right.
Is that right? Now God said, see? Now here comes along, just show you the effects of it. Here comes along, fella. God said that the day Adam eat the fruit of that tree, he can surely die. Is that right? Adam did die. Died that day, too. You understand? Somebody said, well, yeah, I know you people read the Bible. But I don't believe in the Bible. I'm an atheist. I'm a volunteer. See? I'm Thomas Paine. See? I don't believe in the Bible. See? One day, go along, you understand? You finally attach it, and then it's picking you up. See what I mean? He don't believe in God. But God said you should die, you understand? You understand? Well, now, if he don't believe in God, you understand? What's he doing? Dying. You see him walking on out. Where are you going? God said, because you eat this, just as you come, and just you go back to me. Is that right?
Right.
That's it. Where are you going? Somebody said, hell and purgatory. You understand what I'm talking about? Going to the hell right there.
That's right.
No, you understand. Look out, I'm a millionaire. Said, I'm sorry. Just as sorry about that. We'll have to somebody else. You understand what I mean? You see what I'm talking about? Because they're just 6 foot. So you understand how about heaven and Santa Claus? Better than one.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing no good. Is that just that?
Right.
What's the matter? What's the trouble? God said.
All right.
You see what I'm talking about? Uh-huh. That's what's happening. Get it? Believe it or not!
That's it.
All right.
Now,
you got the full impulse of what I'm saying.
All right,
read.
So this shall be the
covenant. But this, now, this is going to be it! This shall be the covenant.
That I will make with the house of Israel. After those days.
After those days, says the Lord. You're reading out of the Bible. Said so? Yes, the Lord. All right. Then what else?
I will put my law.
Read it like this. After those days, says the Lord. You see? Into their hearts. Will Matthew write?
No.
Mark write?
No.
Luke write?
No.
John write?
No.
Paul write?
No.
Peter write?
No.
What are you trying to make me believe something that tomfoolery you talking about out there for?
All right.
Why are you running around skinning this thing up in my Lord and saying, look at this, there's a New Testament of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No, man. And who wrote it? Said, well, this is the beginning of it. Matthew wrote this. See, you don't know the difference between the New Covenant and the Bible, man.
You see? You see?
Now, that goes for Roman Catholics and Protestants, too, Mr. Smart Alec.
You see it now?
Yeah.
You understand? Now, he's going to write the New Testament. You see? He's going to write it. Now, you watch out now, because you get in trouble. I told you, God will be shaken the wise and the prudent and reveal them unto babes. I told you that.
All right.
Didn't I tell you that? Mm-hmm. He made a regular ass out of a so-called smart man.
Right.
Yeah. He said he was bringing not the wisdom of the wise and the scribe. And that is just exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm. Right.
See, and in your reading, you can look. See, around and see that they don't know what they're talking about. You understand what I'm saying? See? And there's other people deceived. Now, I told you, and I told you that there were people in the country that didn't tell a lot of people that do nothing on the military. You remember?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
They were And I told you of them that did belong, Roman Catholics and Protestants, that including the cardinals and the priests and the bishops and the what have you name. A lot of them don't read what they
read. That's right, man.
And that's the new rule. You get around reading the Enquirer. Yeah, I'm thinking about waiting on you won't have any bothers with me. But you're my pistol.
All right.
You see? And what I've written in your heart, you understand? It don't mingle in with I'm in prison and body of heaven, you see?
That's
right. It'll hold up.
All right.
It'll last. Right. And they don't mingle in where you go. Don't mingle in where I go.
Right.
It'll last.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you I tried to push them into some other church.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get them in some other church. They can't hang around here. They can't stay here. You see? You have to be pure in heart to stay in this room.
Right.
You see? You have to be. Devil comes down here once in a while, looks over and says, gee, you got a big audience down there. And I just called me up on the phone and said, look here, said, I'd like to come down to your place and preach for you. And it gets speaking. And it worried me to death so much with that until I just said, well, Dr. Harris, you and the Dewey McCoy and Dr. Mitchell, you see, I'm appointing you as a staff to take care of it. So when they call me on the phone and ask me about it, they think I'm the big dog down there. See? They think if I said it, that'd take care of it, you see. I said, now you see Dr. Harrison, see?
Mm-hmm.
See Dr. Harrison, Dr. Mitchell, and Dr. McCoy. Whatever they say about it, that's the way it is. See? Well, now here's what they're doing. You want to sit right here in the floor? No one in this kind of place. I like you to sit right here. You sit right here in the floor and sit. I didn't want to say to me. Because my finances are coming. Trying to get the best things in this. My financial means is overtaken. I need to get a seat.
See,
I looked over the congregation and said, I believe I can get this. You see, about a congregation about this size and enough idiots in it to ought to get me $15 to $20 or $25 or $30 out of it. See, all I got to do is tell them something, you know, that they, you know, typically is. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Raise my voice every once in a while, you understand?
Uh-huh.
Or go through some kind of maneuver every once in a while, you see? And I get my financial means kind of straightened out. Well, I think we're not that kind of idiots down here.
All right.
We may be fools for Christ's sake, from the time, but we're not that kind of idiots. Sin, he had it just exactly backwards.
Uh-huh.
See, the people that come down here, they're usually looking for something.
Right.
And I'm never disappointed.
Right.
They find it. If it's some bread and meat, they find it.
Yeah.
If it's the Holy Spirit, they find it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you have. You play. But don't you come up here trying to fool somebody. You understand? Fishing because these people are reading.
That's right.
You understand?
They see just as negative as Jay Burton with the
guy. Now, everybody that was here the other night, now you know who was up to that. Yeah.